Was there a feeling there that, you know, Canvey Island was the centre of the universe kind of thing?
Well, we all knew that it wasn't, really, but we like to think that it was, you know. It's a bit like the British Empire, you know.
But in a way, it kind of was very instrumental in starting off the whole punk thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it played a large part, yeah. Or it was perceived to have done, which is almost the same thing.
Yes.
I mean, people came from all around the world. But journalists came from Tokyo. Journalists came from Boston, Massachusetts, to interview us in the Admiral Jellicoe Public House on Canvey Island.
Yes.
So, and I'm neatly going to bring this round to a plug for my pub on Canvey now.
Oh, yes.
All right, which is now called the Dr. Feelgood Music Bar, which used to be the Oyster Fleet, where we used to play as kids. Because I'm sort of, I can't go to work at present because I've not been well. I'm channeling some of my excess energies into running a music venue. So this is just the sort of thing that you know, that Canvey needs, and that if we'd have had something like this when we'd have been kids, it would have been great.
Check it out. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's good
you
fun.
Said you haven't been well. Tell us as much as you want to about that, or as little as you want
to. Oh, well, okay. About a year ago, I was diagnosed as having a lymphoma, which is a kind of cancer and everything, and I had been feeling rather poorly. I just put this down to encroaching years, you know. And subsequently, after some minor surgery, I had to go into hospital and receive chemotherapy.
Yes.
Which kind of knocked me for six, actually, I must admit. It was pretty strenuous, and I'm sure many other people have suffered it and know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, it's left me unfit, really, to go back on the road and to do any kind of touring schedule. So I've been concentrating my efforts on the new album,
yes,
and this music bar, and just relaxing and generally quite enjoying being off the road in one way. After 20 years of living out of the suitcase, it's quite nice to hang my hat up.